you all a good night. WRVJ258. Here is WRVJ258.
Good morning, 258. How are we doing this morning?
This is WRVJ258. The name is Jim, and I'm doing pretty good. I'm located in East Point, Michigan, which is just northeast of Detroit. How are you doing?
Oh, we're doing all right. I got a day off, and I'm trying to readjust my sleep schedule. I work the graveyard shift, but you know how it is. On a day off, it's hard to readjust your internal clock. I'm Ken, by the way. I'm up here just northeast of Flint. And you're making a good, fine trip through those repeaters. You're sounding really good.
Very fine to make your acquaintance, Ken. And, yeah, I know. I had a 14-hour on-site day on Friday. I was 14 hours on-site without a break. And I'm still trying to recover. I had stuff to do yesterday and stuff to do today, but I've been spending every minute that I didn't have stuff to do trying to recover. So I'm 63 years old, and it's getting harder to do it. Used to do it all the time, and I just can't understand why it's... Well, it's hard now.
Yeah, I'm also 63 years old myself, right back at you. And it does get harder and harder. I tell you what, I work with some of these 20-something-year-olds, and I just marvel at how fast they get their job done, and I'm still crawling along, you know. Even some of the guys in their 30s, early 40s, they run circles around me. It's getting tougher. Hopefully, two more years, and I'm out. Hopefully.
Roger. Hey, but you know what they don't have? They don't have your knowledge and your experience. So keep that in mind. Whether it's on the job or in life in general, they're kids yet, and you know, I too work with a lot of younger folks, and the thing is, make them do the hard stuff, make them do the heavy lifting, the physical stuff, and impart your knowledge and experience unto them when the time is right. Of course, you know, when you're young, when you remember what you were like when you were that age, nobody could tell you anything. No old man could tell you anything. Man, I'm smarter. So, you know how it is.
Yeah, Yeah, I was about to say they know everything. I've had them flat out tell me no before. You know, it's just, you know, and then you go to your boss with these problems, and all they do is brush it off, so you're stuck in the middle. I know middle management stinks. Kind of sounds to me like you might be in the construction field, huh?
Well, Ken, no. Actually, I run my own business, but I also do have done and do from time to time some side work as an electrician and work with a lot of guys that really know exactly what they're doing, and they teach me, and that's great. I really appreciate it. And then there's people that don't understand that just because they don't know me and I'm new, you know, on a job site or something, that I'm not a complete idiot. But, you know, in some ways, kind of I am, but I'm not. So, look, no, I get it. I have common sense. I know some things. And I've actually shown some of these folks with licenses and experience on the job, I've shown them, look, there's a faster way, a better way to do this, and they look at me and they go, you know what, you're not too stupid after all. But I don't push it. I just, you know, I get on there, I do what I'm told, and if there's a pressure point, I go to the boss and say, hey. But the boss, on those situations, when I'm subbing out, the boss knows who I am, and it's not a big deal. So, but anyway, good luck to you with that, because, yeah, you're between top and bottom, but, you know, you'll get through it. You and I both, we've got a few years here, so we'll get to the point where it's, hey, now all I got to do is relax and smoke cigars.
Yeah, Roger on the cigars. That sounds good. Nice to come home to the wife and have a cold one waiting for you. Yeah, I know what you mean, man. A couple more years and I'm out. We're talking about maybe relocating up to the Houghton Lake area, maybe Higgins Lake, I don't know, somewhere up there. But down here in this end of the, I don't know, it's just getting a little too crowded for me. I want to get up there where the pine trees are and the air's a little fresher and, you know, get away from all this industry.
Hey, I dig it, Ken. Look, I'm a RVer. I've got a motorhome and I love to get out and use it as often as I can. I have to be able to fund my excursions. So I have to keep working, at least for now. But I have to fund my my exploits. But I love to, at any chance I can get out. Luckily, like I say, I run my own business, so I can decide when I'm going to go and just go. But every minute I'm away, you know, I get the emails and the text messages are coming in and saying, hey man, when can I get you to do X and when can I get you to do Y? And I'm like, okay, look, well, I'll talk in 3 weeks or whatever, you know. And sometimes I lose it. If I lose a gig, I lose it. But, you know, now that I used to worry about that when I was 30. But now that I'm 63, it's becoming less important.
Yes, that's what they always say. The wise man has more questions than answers. Never talk when you can listen. That always comes with age. That comes with the years, you know. The wisdom does finally show up, but I know what you mean, man. I'm a lot smarter than I used to be, but I've got a ways to go. I've never, never try to stop learning, you know. It's always something new, something different out there, and that's a good thing. Yeah, I know what you mean about time off, too. I got a 2-year-old boat sitting in the garage. I've taken it out a total of once. I bought a brand new boat 2 years ago, and it's been out once last year. Between me and the wife working crazy different schedules. Now she's retired, and like I said, I got a couple years to go, but we're going to get that boat out and actually see if it floats, you know.
Very good, Ken. I was just leaving a little space in case anybody else wanted to jump in, because this is a big system. It's great to talk to somebody up, you know, where you are. And, hey, you know, your plan to get up into the beautiful part of Michigan, and there's so many areas that are just great. I travel around the country, as I said, in the RV, but a lot of times I decide to just see parts of Michigan I haven't seen yet, and I've lived here all my life, so there's so many great places. It's so beautiful that there are places I go back to, and it's just great. You feel the clock spring in your I don't know how to put it, but you just feel it unwind when you get set up. You're at a campsite or in a cabin or wherever you're going. You get to a place and you just feel it. You just feel it unwind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's called that decompression. I definitely know what you mean. Good mental health, a mental wellness break. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, the decompression that helps a lot. That helps quite a bit. Well, hey Jim, I'm gonna have to jump out of here. My battery's starting to go in this little handheld here. So, hey, it's been a pleasure. I hope to hear you back out there again. I'm gonna have to write your numbers down here. Let me grab a pen here, and I'm going to write down your name and your call sign there, bud.
Very good, Ken. I'll wait. And I'll tell you what. Very good meeting you. And I hope you are able to do what you want to do. Hopefully by now you've found a pencil and a piece of paper. My call sign is WRVJ. That's WRV Jim, WRVJ 258. I'm Jim, and I'm in East Point, Michigan, just northeast of Detroit. At least right now I am. The RV is winterized, but I might be checking in from anywhere. You never know. Okay, Ken. Have a good evening, good morning, and Merry Christmas to you and all of yours.
Yeah, I was giving someone a break there, too, on the repeater, just in case. Hey, right back at you, Jim. You too. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you and yours. It's been a real pleasure. I hope you look me up if you get up this way, neck of the woods there. I don't know if you come up around Frankenmuth or around that very much. Some people do. Some people camp around the Frankenmuth area. To me, it's not camping, but to some people it is, and more power to them, I guess. But, all right then, if you're up this way, look me up again. This is WRFV702, Ken, and I'll be clear.
WRFV702. Very good, Ken. Great to meet you. Yeah, it's a great area also, but I've been there and done that. I mean, the chicken is not that great. Everybody talks about how great it is. It's okay. But it's a good area. There are so many places in Michigan that are great, and we'll all find them eventually if we look for them. Have a good evening. WRVJ258.
All right there, bud. WRFV702. I'll clear. WSAA692.
WSAA 692.
WRWW601 Northern.
Whiskey Sierra Foxtrot Zulu 793 monitoring.
WRZP 544 Sheboygan County BOP monitoring the radio.
Good morning there, Sheboygan Bob, WRKH, 444 Jeff, out here in Oxford, Michigan.
Morning, 444 Jeff, down there in Oxford. 24 degrees and plenty of snow here this morning, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that, Roger that. We're looking about the same, about 25 degrees. Yeah, there's a little bit of leftover snow. Looks like we got a little bit more coming in at a little afternoon.
Roger that. Good sounding radio you got there. What kind of radio running?
I'm on a Motorola. It's a XTL. And I'm going through the 550, which I believe is the Mayville. I could be wrong. I've only been in town for about a month now, so just been listening. Roger.
Roger that. Well, welcome to town. I hope you stick around there and enjoy life here in northern Michigan, Roger.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Love every bit of this place. Yep. Every part of Michigan, that's for sure. Came from Indiana. Not too far, but it's completely different. It's a completely different place. And enjoying it so far. And thank you for the welcome. Kind welcome there, sir. And it was good talking with you. Just wanted to reach out and not leave you hanging. I do a lot more listening than I do talking, but figured I'd get out there this morning. WRKH 444.
444, UP up. There's plenty of great folks on the MI8 network here. I'm sure you copied the mail on MI8.system on the old computer there. Yeah, so welcome to the neighborhood. Living the dream myself, a retired military. I retired up here in 2010, and as I said, living the dream. All right, we'll do it again. Be up in time. Always a pleasure. So, WRZP 544, it's your boy Johnny Bob, clear and monitoring the old frequency.
All right, Bob, fine business, fine business. Yep, I got on the MI8 and have taken a look at all their systems there, and I think I got most of it down, and sure has been quiet out here, probably ever since the whole unlinking thing happened. You know, that kind of, I don't know when that happened, but anyways, back to the morning grind here, get a couple more cups of coffee in, and it was good chatting with you there, sir, and hope to do it again. WRKH, 444 clear.
Check, sir.
Hey, just before you take off real quick, Whiskey Tim, Charlie Zebra 810, real quick, we're all there to you, Bob. I'll chat with you in just a minute. 444, I'm just kind of curious where in Indiana you moved up from and where you're at in Michigan. I kind of did the same thing a couple years ago.
Well, I think it was 810. I was down there in Indianapolis. I think that was your question, and I'm in Oxford currently.
Okay, roger that. Yeah, we moved up here from Michigan City, and I'm currently living in Saginaw, and we'll actually be making that drive down to Michigan City tomorrow if the roads aren't too bad, go visit some family for the holidays there. But anyway, welcome to Michigan. Hope you like it. Hope you enjoy it. Be safe. I'm about at my destination. I just want to jump over real quick and say hello there. Chagrin County, Bob. Good morning. Hope all is well up with you. And I'm going to be monitoring Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810.
Well, it was good hearing from you, 810, and I know we'll do it again. WRKH 444, clear the frequency.
One zero, always a pleasure as well. Travel safe. All systems go here at Redbird LZ. Take care. We'll do it again. WRZP 544, clear monitor.
So the SOC with radio test.
WRZP 544, have you loud and clear in Sheboygan County, sir?
Thanks, Bob. Trying something here. I got the radio, the handheld sitting on the table. I got my hand mic in it. See how it works out so that way, because if I move the radio either to the right or left, even the air, you know, I lose going to the thing there. Anyway, how you doing today, sir?
I have the same issue with my HT here in the living room as well. Yeah, all systems go. 24 degrees here this morning. And shirt beats the minus 14 we woke up to yesterday. And snow on and off all day. We're looking at, what, 4 inches?
I'm told to we got 20 here in Warren. Oh, it says winter weather advisory.
All right, that one was broken and unreadable, but I copied a winter weather advisory down there for yourself.
Any better?
Much better.
Yeah, the radio slid a little bit. Like I said, I have to, whenever I talk on the phone, I got to have it in the sweet spot. Everything goes out there. Go ahead.
Roger that. Yeah, I procrastinated. Of course, I'm still recovering from a couple surgeries. I picked up another tray. I'm dual band antenna here for the house instead of the tower. And I was going to move my base station in here for the living room. But yeah, I have the same problem, my HT. It's like standing in certain places here in my living room. They don't work at all. All right, brother. Well, you stay warm. As always, a pleasure to have you in my home. WRZP 544, clear and listening on your final.
I wanted to see, because when I talk on it, you know, without the hand mic, when I'm talking, I'm not attention, and I move a little bit.
Ding dong, ding dong, seeing how this works out. Anyway, thanks again, sir. Have yourself a Merry Christmas, and if we don't talk to you then, and take care of yourself. WSFZ 793, and I'm back out.
You too, sir. Happy holidays to you and yours, and be safe. WRZP 544.
WRTV 448 on the mobile. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Clark.
WRZ 744.
Morning, Kirk. What's happening over there this morning?
You guys both covered in on me. Go ahead, Barry.
Yeah, good morning, Kirk. Sorry about that, but I waited. I'm just going to quickly wave a hand and see how you're doing there this morning, sir.
Near my destination, just seeing how I'm getting out on the mobile today. Bob, how are you doing?
Arm, no foul. We key up on one another, it happens. All systems go here, Kurt. What did I say, 24 and snow showers on and off today. So yeah, all systems go, and radio sounds good there in the old mobile.
Thank you, Matt. Thank you. Well, I'm almost at my destination. Heard both you guys on there and wanted to say a quick hello, and I would maybe talk to you guys later on throughout the day. This is WRPV 448, Kurt, here on your guys' sign-up.
I hope we ain't doubling up again. Yeah, I forgot to mention, both you guys sound good here this morning. Sometimes I tend to forget that part. But yeah, both you guys are sounding good. Anyway, y'all have a good day. Happy holidays. We don't talk again, like I said, and I got to throw this thing on the charger. WSFZ 793, and I'm 10-7 out.
Kurt, enjoy the rest of your day. I'm sure we'll talk again. You too, be safe and be careful. WRZP 544.
WRWB 489, morning call.
Morning to you as well, sir.
How's the weather up in Sheboygan?
Not bad. 24 degrees. We're expecting 4 inches of snow. Roads are somewhat clear. Of course, the road crews haven't been out yet. Yeah, all systems go up here.
It's clear down here, 30 degrees. We're supposed to be getting some snow today, I think into tomorrow or something like that anyway.
Roger that. Yeah, just what they say, until 1 p.m. today, snow showers. Now they're staying around 5 inches possible, but nope, all systems go here, brother. You be safe and travel safe as you are. And if we don't talk again, happy holidays and do take care. WRZP 544.
All right, sir, Bob, you do the same. You know, Merry Christmas to you if we don't talk to you.
that.
WSBM 992, you monitoring.
WSBS 311.
WSET 544, WSEU 445, copy. WSET 544, monitoring.
WSER 342, mobile monitoring.
WSAF 413 monitoring.
WSSX 401.
WRPP 448 and WSFG 793, your round, Kurt. No contact, WRPP 448. WSFG 793, monitoring.
WRWR 357.
Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 mobile monitoring.
Yeah, how are the you mobile? How are the roads out there? Any ice yet?
Depends where you are. I'm coming down 13 from Saginaw right now, and a little bit further north, all the way down into Chesaning. It was sloppy, but not bad. I am now down by Mount Morris Road, and it's not terrible at this point.
Okay, yeah, I'm currently in St. Clair County, and it's still just wet yet. Nothing's frozen, but it's like right at that 31 degrees, you know, where it could freeze any minute. And so I'm just wondering how my ride home later this evening is going to be.
My experience is the opposite of what it usually is. It seems like the further south I'm coming, the better that it is. But of course, you know, it's Michigan, that could change in a minute.
Yeah, true about that. But I'm looking at the road, man. Everything's just soaking wet, and I'm just like, man, it drops a few more degrees. I know it takes probably, you gotta get 3 or 4 degrees freezing before the roads actually freeze over, but hopefully they'll be all salty later.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of salt trucks around here, not many of them. Like I said, 13 right now where I'm at is not terrible. I'm hoping that once I hit the interstate, it'll be a little bit better. I wasn't supposed to leave until tomorrow, but looking at this weather, it's like, well, I'm going to at least try to knock half of the trip out tonight, so I have to do it all in one day in bad weather.
Yeah, that's a smart idea. I only got to go 25 miles, but, you know, when it's things are icy and, you know, sketchy, that 30-minute drive turns into an hour or more and white knuckling the whole time. So I can get me driving out of the way before it gets nasty. That's the plan. This is WRWR 357.
Indiana. I was going to leave in the morning, spend the day with the kids, and then come back tomorrow night. But then seeing this weather the way it is, I'm like, well, you know, not really doing much of anything else today. You know, at least it's daylight. So I'll make it as far as I can. And when I can't go no more, I'll spend the night. And at least tomorrow, I won't have that much of a drive to get down there. But under good conditions, it's about a 3.5-hour drive today. You know, yeah, we'll see.
I've got about 15,000 miles left on the tires that I currently have, and it's weather like this, and it makes you want to go immediately and buy, you know, brand new tires just for the peace of mind. But yeah, you got a bit of driving to do, so man, drive safe. Doesn't pay to get there 5 minutes early if you got to drive reckless.
I'm doing this now, you know. It's my kids mean the world to me, and I get very limited time with them, so... excuse me. So it kind of works out with this weather being bad, because then at least I'll be closer in the morning. I won't have that much further to go to get to them, and then spend more time with them, and then just have to worry about the drive back tomorrow.
I was kind of surprised about the amount of traffic on the road. I got out at work at 2, and I just thought, well, things are going to be pretty, you know, open since it's so early. But, you know, everybody's out and about right now. I think it's that last-minute rush to get those last few gifts and pick up the last few things from the grocery store.
Yeah, I think it's a combination of people doing holiday travel and then also a bunch of people that want to try to get home before this gets really bad. So as I'm coming south, it kind of eased up a little bit, and now it's starting to come down a little bit heavier. I don't think there's really a tremendous amount, so it's coming up on a sign here. I can kind of tell you where I'm at. I'm kind of, I guess I would be west of Flushing right now.
Yeah, we're quite a ways apart, and looking at the map, and it's like over here by near the river and Lake Huron, and I guess is where they're supposed to get the hardest in this area. So hopefully I'm on just on the outside edge of that.
Yeah, and I'll be traveling west away from that. The news thing that I read this, or that I saw this morning, I don't really read much of the stuff that comes on my phone. I just look at the headlights. They said only 3 counties in Michigan were not under a winter advisory today.
Yeah, I believe it. And when I was checking on it yesterday, that, you know, what I'm seeing now, which all rain, was supposed to be snow. It was forecasted for snow, so it's a little surprising. But in one way, it makes me a little more nervous. I'd rather see some dry, blowing snow than this rain turning to ice.
Take a stand by for a second. There's another station trying to get in. Now, that other station, give it another try. All I got was static there. Yep, I guess not. Maybe I'll try again in a couple minutes when they get to a better location. Yeah, I had seen it was going to be snow, and they were saying, depending what time I looked at my phone, anywhere between 1 to 4 inches. Then they changed it and said a little bit of rain mixed with snow turning into snow. And so far, all I've seen is rain.
Yeah, so much for the white Christmas. Well, we've still got a couple of days, maybe. But I'm probably getting at the edge of my range. So you drive safe out there and have fun with your kids tomorrow. And have a Merry Christmas. This is WRWR 357.
Roger, you have a safe trip home yourself, and the best of a holiday season to you and yours. And until we do it again, Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra, 810 Mobile. And we'll be half monitoring and half paying attention to the road.
WSFX 401. Wonder if it's a quick radio check. Bring radio.
401, this is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810. You're sounding pretty good there.
All right, thank you very much. Yep, brand new radio. It's a little handy copy, the Lewin HA1G. Got to push up through a little mobile antenna now. All right, thank you much, though.
Yeah, you do have a little bit, I don't know if it's static or background noise that you have, I can't quite tell, but there's a little something in the background, but your audio's coming through no problem, and your signal's holding the repeater 100%, so good business there.
Roger that. Yeah, it might be the fact I'm in my bathroom and I got a fan going. I can't smoke anywhere else in the house. It's too cold to go outside, so here I am.
Alrighty, that's probably what I'm hearing. When you're done with your little puff-puff there, if you want to try from a different location in the house, we'll see if that noise went away. But yeah, I would concur with you. That's probably what it is that I'm hearing.
All right, how about now? Maybe a little better?
No, I'm still hearing it, whatever it is I'm hearing.
Roger that, 10-4. All right, wasn't sure. Yeah, no, I got a handy copy, but I got a, what is that, Nagoya M70 mag mount on a high tape. So it's transmitted from indoors. Got to go across power lines right behind the back of my house. You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, it's noticeable, but it's not interfering with anything. Your signal's full signal, so that's the important thing. Your audio's coming through it anyway. I am currently mobile right now somewhere. Not exactly sure where. Somewhere between here and there. I'm kind of, probably just a little bit northwest of Flint right now.
Roger that. Yeah, no, I'm down here, probably, downriver, you could say, Flat Rock. I don't know if you know Michigan all that well, but definitely south of Detroit, about 20 minutes before the Ohio border.
You're a good distance south of me. How's the weather down that way?
Wet. Supposed to snow today, but yeah, we're one of the few counties out here, down here in Wayne County, that didn't actually have any weather advisory. So it's just been not super cold, light and chilly, and rain. Not a lot.
Up here between Flint and Saginaw, we got a mess and a half going on up here, but I'm kind of headed southwest now, so hopefully I'll get out of it here sometime today anyway.
Well, back to that. You had a safe trip, and then I'm going to be clear at the end of this one. There's a lot of Houston shopping. I just wanted to check on this radio. Just came in a few hours ago, so.
Yeah, I always compare getting a radio check on a new toy to putting on a new pair of socks. It's that feeling you can never duplicate except doing it like that. Well, I'm glad that you got it there. It definitely sounds good, and I hope you enjoy it. Until we do it again, this is Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810 Mobile. We will be half monitoring and half watching the road.
WSFS 401, and I'm here.
WSBM 993, monitoring.
Good afternoon. Whiskey Sam Charlie Zebra 810, how are you?
10, Paige, how you doing on this snowy day today? I'm doing all right over here, my friend.
Yeah, I'll be doing a lot better when I drive far enough to get out of this messy weather that we got going on here.
I hear you on that one.
out of the way today, especially with this weather. I'll drive as far as I can and then haul up for the night. And then, so we have much less driving to do in the morning, so it's kind of a win-win.
Copy that. Didn't you say, when I talked to you the other day, I think you said you were heading down to Indiana or something. Is that correct?
Yep, that is correct. So I was going to go in the morning, and looking at the weather, they said it's supposed to be like this all the way through the night. So I'm like, well, waiting for the morning ain't going to make a whole heck of a lot of sense. So I figure before it gets too bad, I try to do at least half, if not three-quarters of it today. And then I only have to deal with it coming back tomorrow night, and by that point, hopefully it'll be cleared up pretty good.
Copy that. All right, man. Well, you take it easy. Safe travels, and happy holidays once again. And we'll probably talk to you again here soon, but I'm going to jump off and just monitor here a little bit. So you take it easy, Paige, and have a good one. Safe travels again, like I said, and, you know, all that good stuff. So this will be WSBM 993, clear monitoring the station.
Calling WSGG 772. This is WRX 713. Over.
This is WSGG 772. Over.
I hear you loud and clear, my friend. Are you happy now?
Yes, I'm very happy as a fat cat in a cheese factory. Thank you. Over.
Okay. You are VS713 out.
WSGG772 over and out.
Yes, yes, Pete. Thanks, Mobile.
Sounding pretty good. You just got a little bit of crackle behind your voice, but it's good and strong.
Well, good. Thank you. You're my first contact. I just tried to get the radio set up, figure it all out with all the different sizes. So I'm on a little HD radio.
Sounds like you're hitting it good. I'm not sure if the static is you or it's me. I'm kind of far from a repeater right now, but I can hear you pretty good.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm just, I'm over here at Grand Blanc. Like I said, my first time with this radio, I got a little, it was a Nagoya 771 antenna on me. Thought I'd try that out.
Yeah, seems you're doing okay. I'm up here in the Millington Vassar area, rolling on these slick roads. But it sounds, I'm on a 20 watt mobile radio, mobile radio. But you're sounding good, pretty good. A little static, but like I said, I don't know if it's you or me.
Yeah, roger that, roger that. Yeah, good deal. Oh, I appreciate you coming back to me there, and you have a good day. WSG892 on the side.
Thank you. You also have a Merry Christmas. WSCK200, I'm clear.
WIUG 48, copy.
WFFP 595, driving across three counties on my way home through all this rain. Anybody else out here managing the parking lot here on 75?
Whiskey Sierra Alpha Tango 788 monitoring from Saginaw.
Station 544. Station 544. WIUG 88. Copy.
The IZD 544. Good afternoon there, Jack.
Well, good afternoon, Bob.
Okay. All systems go here. Maybe 3 inches today. And we're hanging around, what is it, 24 degrees, Sergeant?
I see over here, it's raining, and it's a frozen. Everything is a freeze in there.
Thankfully, we got the snow and no freezing rain or ice on the road, so I understand it's quite treacherous down that way, Roger.
And also, you got a Christmas coming, Bobby, and I, why?
I'm sure we'll talk, but if I don't talk to you before then, wishing you and yours a merry and happy holiday. Roger there, brother.
Bob, we'll talk. Don't worry. No problem at all. I'll talk to you a little bit. I just want to see how you're doing. Take care. We'll talk later. WIUG 48.
Yeah, we'll check in with you later, Jack, and we'll check. Enjoy the rest of your day. Down Bob, as always, monitoring the radio.
Smith. WSMZ 793, me and Rudolph be monitoring.
WSGH 922, radio check.
This is WRZF 865. You're sounding great. I'm over here on the 7th repeater. You sound good right now. All good. Merry Christmas.
Ah, yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas to you. Roger that. I just, newbie here, just trying a couple different antennas, trying to figure out all the frequency inputs and all the good stuff with this GMRS. So far, so good. Thanks for the comeback.
Copy that. All right, yeah, like I said, you're sounding really good. No static, really clear. Audio sounds great. Modulation's great. Which repeater are you on?
I believe I'm on the Flint one, 467-725.
Copy that. Yep, sounded good. So, hey, I just got to my destination. It was a drive, so be careful out there with the weather. Enjoy your holiday. Yes, clear.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I'm inside tonight, not on the road, thank goodness. But thanks for the comeback, and happy holidays to you, WSGH922 on the side. WSBS 311.
Station 421. Station 421. WG388, copy.
WRYB 421. WRUG 488, what's up, Jack? How are you? Are you ready for Christmas?
Wes, how are you? I'm ready for Christmas, yes I am. But it's snowing out there, rain, and it's snowing where I am, Roger.
Yeah, same here. It's been chilly. I was supposed to go over to my parents' place to help my mom with some cooking preparations for Christmas Day lunch, and I got stuck at home because it was really bad, and I need new tires. My car is not good in the snow, so I got stuck home.
To Kroger and came back to 18 miles, and I'm over here 23 miles. And I just came back and said, the heck was this? I ain't going no more outside. It was slippery a little bit. It was raining, but now it's snowing here. What do you gotta do? Yeah, it's the holidays, Roger.
Yeah, it's that time of the year. It's nice to have a little bit of snow for Christmas, but it gets really old very quickly here in the state, you know, because it never ends, especially January and February, and then it gets even colder. Hopefully not, but it's not looking so good.
Hey, well, you're sounding good, just a little bit, especially, no big deal, but you're sounding excellent. The audio is beautiful.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I made some adjustments, and I think I got it down pretty good now, so I'm happy with my base station. Seems to be working good. So are you going to have a big party at home, or are you going somewhere for Christmas?
Well, no, I'm going over my daughter's house with a big there tomorrow night till about maybe 3 o'clock in the morning. Roger?
Oh, wow, 3 o'clock in the morning. That's going to be late. Well, that's good. Well, you have fun out there, and be safe on the road. If I don't hear from you until then, you have a Merry Christmas, you and your family.
You too. Have a Merry Christmas. And you take care. And don't drink too much and don't eat too much. And that's hard to do. W-I-U-G, but...
That's definitely a hard one for me to do. I don't drink, but eating is can be a challenge because I have an Italian family and my mom cooks some good food, so that's going to be a tough one. Anyway, take care, man. We'll talk. Billy R, YV421, clear on your final.
Hi, take care. WING 48 clear. Good at all. WRWX221 mobile, got the suit coming home.
Copy that, 221 mobile. It's 221 base.
WRWX221 mobile, clear.
Oh, what's up?
gentlemen. Happy holidays to you both, and a safe new year. WRZQ 544. RMQ 05 monitoring. WR 35, anyone out there driving? WRMQ 805, good evening, station 257. I was out there driving for a little while, but there's a little slippery out there. Again, the last transmission was very broken up. Station out there, I'm going to do a lot there. I'm going to do a better. There's driving. The road starts. The man is 35 miles an hour, 40 at the most.